Welcome to another message from Charles Millett Ministries. For more information, contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
It's great expectations on your radio.
Get clear.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
With the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah. With the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You're rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great expectations.
Say we should really be focused on people. Now look at him and say, he didn't say I should be focused on myself. He said I should be focused on people. Now that doesn't mean that you're not valuable. It doesn't mean that you're not important. It just means that you're not the center of attention when it comes down to what God really wants the church to be doing. And y'all, there are so many ills that our community has. There are so many ills that our country, that our nation has. And God did not ask the world to be the example of what love should be all about. He asked the church to be that. And it is our responsibility to be light to a very dark place. So the light that the world is going to experience and good to see has got to come through the church. And this is not the hour for the church to be asleep at the wheel. And when I say the church, I'm not talking about this building. I'm talking about the person that's sitting on the row with you that is testifying to being a born-again believer. It is our job to bring light to darkness. And the greater the darkness, the greater we'll shine. This past Sunday, I started talking to you about, you know, helping people to change their lives. And tonight, I want to talk about love one another. Okay? Love one another. Just look at two people and say that. Yeah. Love one another. No, we're really motivated and excited about what God has actually called us to do. And the passage scripture we're going to be looking at is in John chapter 13, verse 34 and verse 35. Let's look at that. And then, you know, I'm going to spend about 20 minutes with you sharing on tonight. John chapter 13, look at verse 34 and 35. Now, this is very deep because Jesus pulls the disciples together. And he says, I got something so incredibly important to tell you that it's going to change the entire world. He says, you've heard a lot of stuff. You've seen a lot of things. But what I'm about to tell you supersedes everything you've seen and ever heard. Everything hinges on this right here. And he says, lean in real close. I really want you to get it. And when the disciples leaned in, and this is what he said, a new commandment I give unto you. That you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Wow. Next verse. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. By this, folk will know you're different. Not by having on a sign saying I'm a Christian or a t-shirt, not because of your bumper sticker, not because you go to church, not because you serve in church. Because there are a lot of people that wear the t-shirt, have the bumper sticker, go to church, serve in church, but don't have love. By this shall all men know that your life is different, that there's something different about you. By this shall all people know who and what the church is all about, by the way you love each other. So the Lord says, this is the example that the world should see. And this is how the world is going to know that you are joined to me, by the way you treat each other. And he wasn't talking about, y'all, just any kind of love. He was talking about the kind of love where God could love people through you. God doesn't have to prove his love again. He's already proven it by what he's done. But his love is made known through us. God ain't gonna give Jesus again. Jesus is not gonna die again. That's already happened. But by this shall all men that you know that you are my disciples, that you have love one for another. And that love, you know, y'all, you're gonna have to have this. I'm telling you, people, if it's anything that will test your love, it's the very thing that God said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, that you have love one for another. And the very thing that God told and called us to love is where you have the greatest challenge from. I don't go outside and have the greatest challenge with love with my car. I don't have the greatest challenge with love with my money. I don't have it with my house. I don't have it with stuff. But I have it with people. The very thing that God said, this is what will be used to determine who we are, and the world will see it. And that's where your challenge is. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. You got to get a love walk. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to get a love walk. Come on, say it a little bit louder. You got to get a love walk. I didn't say a love talk. I said a love walk. Because how many of y'all know you can talk love until folk make you feel like you don't want to love them? Love walk. How do I get a love walk? You got to have the God kind of love. The God kind of love is that agape love. And y'all can see, it's selfless, sacrificial, unconditional. Because anybody can love me when I'm giving them everything they need to love me. And anybody can love you when you're giving them everything they need to love you. It's the most amazing thing. You know, Pastor Patty and I were having this great conversation about the I Love series and our love walk. And do you really expect for God to talk to you about love, encourage you to love, and then your love walk not be challenged? That's what builds your love walk. The challenge to love. So Satan is not going to sit by like the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and cheer you on because you want to walk in love. No, he's going to be like a pack of demons. And even God uses Satan as his handyman to build you up in love. So your love walk will be challenged. Look at your neighbor and say, I wonder what it'll be challenged by. Look at him and say, now look, I ain't touch you tonight, so at least you can talk to me. You already act like I got a disease. You know, I can't touch your hand. I can't hug you. Can't kiss you on the cheek. At least you can do it. Talk to me. Talk back to me, somebody. Are y'all listening to me? But you know what's going to challenge your love walk? Look at him again and say, you know what's going to challenge my love walk? You. Look at him and say, you are my test. If I can love you, I can get through anything. Seriously, I can get through anything. Well, you know, I'm walking in the love of God because I'm showing everybody love. That's beautiful. Do you keep that testimony when that love is put to the test? And I told Patty, I said, Patty, you know, I said, honey, our love walk grows as a result of who God called us to love. She said, what? I said, yes. I said, our love walk grows through who God called us to love. It grows through people. They grow your love. They grow you. People will keep you on your knees. Look at your neighbor and say, he's talking about you. Pastor Patty tickled me. You know, the little kids in the after school, they're so loving and they're so kind. This one little handsome fella comes up to Pastor Patty, and he looks at her, points her finger, his finger, and he says, I'm going to tell you, I'm getting ready to love the mess out of you. And he gives her this great big old hug. Now, what if we walked up to people? And we said, now I said, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm getting ready to love the mess out of you. What would happen? I had a lady that came to visit today that I really didn't know. She reminded me who she was. And I was really so touched and moved by it because she came just literally in tears. And she came in tears because there was someone that needed help. And they needed so much help, and she didn't know what to do. She didn't know which way to go. She's not even a member of our church, but she's visited. And she said, and I really prayed to God about what to do because I had done all that I could do, and I just felt like I didn't know what else to do. And she said, and when I got through praying, God told me to come here and just see you. And just, she said, I don't understand. She said, but I was just supposed to come and tell you. And she said, I don't know why. Please don't think I'm crazy. And to see someone going that far, well, let me just tell you what was so special about it. It's so deep. It wasn't unusual because it's how love of God works. This was a Caucasian lady who's in tears over black children. And she comes with her heart ripped and crying. I don't know what to do, but the Lord said. How many people are you passing every day? But all this Christ in you. But all of this love. And you're so inundated with your own struggle. Until your own struggle is kicking you out of your love walk. We can't even see what God wants to do with us because we're so inundated. Does that mean we're not supposed to be conscious of what we're going through? Of course not. But it's, don't you understand? What you're going through is what God is using to build your love walk. Let me give you a few things. But I was just so moved by it. I shared a few things on this Sunday, and I said, if you don't want to change your life is not going to change. If you don't see the need to change your life is not going to change. And if you believe you can't change your life is never going to change. You got to really believe that you can. Let's go over, y'all, because there are just two points of power that I want to leave with you on tonight. But first, let's look at John chapter 8 and verse 36. John 8 and 36. If the Son, therefore, which is Jesus, shall make you free, ye shall be free. What? Indeed. Now, right out of that, that's saying to me that if Jesus sets me free, I'm free to serve him. I'm free to be a servant. When I am free to serve God the way he wants me to serve him. When I'm free from all of the cares, the stresses, and the trials and the challenges that are designed to pull me out of my love walk. When I'm free of that, I'm free to serve God the way he wants me to serve him. 2 points of power I want to leave with you. Number one, when you are free, you can serve God the way he wants you to. In other words, the Lord is saying, Bishop, when you are not free, because if you are free, you can serve him the way he wants you to serve him. The other side of that coin is if you are not free, you can't serve him the way he wants you to serve him. So if I am so inundated and tied up in so many other things that I'm going through with people, I can't serve God the way he wants me to. In other words, God's love can't flow through me, and I can't love people the way God wants to love them. He wants to love them through me, through you. And he can't love people through me if I'm not free. So what the enemy will try to do is to get me so tangled up with Dewey that I'm not free to love him. When you're tangled up and all tied up, and the enemy's got you going through stuff and you can't focus on what God wants you to do, you're not free to love people. But when the Lord sets you free, when you got a relationship with the Lord, you're free to care about and love people with that agape love, the God kind of love. We got to understand what the commandment of God and what God is commanding us to do. The Bible says that God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. In other words, a lack of seeing things like God. A lack of seeing things like God. Go back to John 8 and 36. Okay. Somebody say a lack of seeing things like God. Okay, now, this bottle of water right here, okay? Can y'all see what it says on the front from where you are? Y'all on the front, y'all, those of y'all on the front row can. I don't know. Maybe you can zero in and get a close shot with the camera to make it go up there. I don't know. But on the front, it's got the name of what this water is. Let me do this. Valerie, why don't you come close and tell the folk what the front of this water bottle says. What does it say? It says what?
Deer Park.
She says it says Deer Park. That ain't what it say. You want to look at it again? What's the name of it again? Huh? Okay, stay right there. She saw Deer Park to start with. And I turned around and told her, that ain't what it say. And she like, he tricking me. What are you saying? Tricking me? No. It does say Deer Park, right? Is that what it said? No, it don't. From what I see, it says, we deliver, learn more, and sign up. That's not what it says. That is what it says from where she stands. But from where I stand, I don't see what she sees. So hold this, Valerie, right there. So until I change my position, I am never going to see what she sees. So God's people are destroyed because they lack understanding, and we lack understanding because we don't see things from God's position. Now, me and Valerie both are looking at the same water bottle. We look at the same water bottle. She see one thing, I see another thing, only because the position that we're in. And until you see people like God sees people, you're not going to be able to see what he sees. So I have to change my position. I have to shift. Nicole, can I see your Bible for just a moment, if you don't mind? I know the camera folk are loving all my movement. Valerie, I'm going to let you stop in just a moment. Get your exercise on. Hold your Bible up there. Okay? Here is the Bible. There is no way I'm going to understand this Bible if I read it from the outside cover. The only way I'm going to understand this Bible is either I change my position and get in front of it, or I flip it to where I can benefit from it. And the problem with a lot of believers is we all looking at the same Bible, but a lot of folks' Bible is like this. You come to the same church, thank you, Valerie, sit up under the same preacher, you hear the same word, under the same anointing, in the same house, get prayed for by the same pastor, by the same God, but when it comes to your Bible that we all looking at, some of us look at it like this, and then there are others that are willing to do it like this. And until you, and anybody can do their Bible like this, when folk are kissing and hugging, and stroking and blessing and loving and caring and not putting you through anything. But then you start going through stuff and you. And you start trying to figure it out for yourself. Until you see it from God's perspective. He that the Son sets free is what, y'all? Say free then. Say God wants you to be free. To love people. Because he wants to love people through you. Look at that and say, love one another. It don't say cut each other. It don't say cuss one another. It don't say be jealous of one another. It don't say hold one another down. It don't say talk about one another. It don't say stab one another in the back. It don't say act like you're not Christians. It said love. It's love. Love one another. Look at Proverbs 24, 3 and 4. This is great. Check this out. Through wisdom is a house what? Come on, y'all. Through wisdom is a house what? And by understanding is what? So it goes back to what I was saying to you. See, y'all, wisdom of God will get you started. But you got to get an understanding of what this word is saying to keep moving forward. There are a lot of people that get saved in a suspension, but they don't go any further than getting saved. You hear that it's the right thing to do to love people. You don't love them until you get an understanding. So you got to understand people. People are a T-R-I-P. Truly revolving in purpose. That just came to my head. I never heard that before. And I just heard the Lord say, they're always revolving in their purpose to make you better with your love walk. Folk don't even stay the same on you. Let me tell you something. Those of you that the Lord is blessing, anointing, promoting, and elevating in corporate, and you're wondering if you can do it, you don't even need to go to a corporate workshop. Join a committee in church. Join a committee in church that's got at least three people, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost, and work with them 6 months. You'll be ready for corporate. And if you really want to move up to upper level management, get on a committee that's got about 30 people on it in church. Are you listening to me? So it is with wisdom and understanding. These things are necessary in the life of the believer. Wisdom will build your house. And your house is like your life. Okay? It's like your future. It's like your business. It's like your family. And God says, you know, wisdom will get you started as a family. But if you don't get no understanding, that family ain't gonna stay together. How many of you ever had to go through anything with those people that got your same DNA? Okay, let me try this side. How many of y'all ever had to go through anything with people that got your same blood? Okay. And it is amazing. It is amazing, y'all. It's the most amazing thing about it is, Lord, I tell you what. I go through with my family, but I tell you, I'm praying for them. I tell you, I love them. And I know them. I was born. I've been living with them. I was raised with them. And then you come into this place called the church, right? Say right. And you got all of these people from all these different places, okay? And you look up in church and you're doing good because you got saved and you're loving the Lord and you're serving God. And then somebody comes and joins your church that you didn't like when you were in high school. And your family didn't like their family. And then they got a nerve to come and join the same committee you own. And then you wonder, like, why you come to my church? Ain't there a lot of other churches you could have gone to? The point of the matter is, all of us are up in here, and whether you like me or didn't like me, whether you knew me or did not know me, once I come in here and get saved, you don't get to kick me out of the family of God. Because once I give my life to God, I's a brother and you's a sister, and you don't get to walk around in the body of Christ and say, you ain't my brother and you ain't my sister. The Lord don't care what your race is, what your origin is, what your denomination has been, whether you're young, you're old, healthy or not healthy, tall or short, everybody that accepts the Lord.
Get clear. Let's get clear, y'all.
Charles Millett Ministries would like to thank you for listening to this message. We pray that the favor of God continues to elevate your life. Our mission is to get clear, get focused, and get moving. If you want more information about our ministry, please contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
Yeah, you on with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great Expectations.